You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 279. Today, we're talking about something that affects us all at some point. What happens when JavaScript is disabled in your browser?
It's a crucial aspect of web development. Without JavaScript, a lot of websites just don't work as intended.
Exactly. And it's not just about functionality, it's about user experience. People expect dynamic content and interactions, which JavaScript provides.
From a technical standpoint, when JavaScript is disabled, websites can detect this and display an error message or a fallback version of the site. But the specifics of how this is handled can vary widely.
That's right. And it's interesting to think about who is most affected by this. For instance, older browsers or certain privacy-focused browsers might have JavaScript disabled by default.
Yes, and then there are the privacy extensions that might block JavaScript as part of their functionality. It's a complex landscape for developers to navigate.
So, what are some potential solutions or workarounds for when JavaScript is disabled?
Well, one approach is to use server-side rendering, which can provide a basic version of the site's content even without JavaScript. Another is to implement progressive enhancement, where the site still functions without JavaScript but is enhanced by it when available.
Those are great points. And for our listeners, if you're interested in exploring this further, I'd recommend checking out some of the resources on progressive web apps and server-side rendering.
Absolutely. And don't forget to look into how different browsers handle JavaScript disablement. It's fascinating to see the variations and how they impact user experience.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Exploring Next. For your next project, consider how you can make your site more resilient and user-friendly, even when JavaScript is disabled.